Skip the waiting room. TireRack.com now offers convenient mobile tire installation in select areas. Simply shop TireRack.com for your next set of tires, and at checkout, choose Tire Rack Mobile Tire Installation. An expertly trained technician will arrive with your tires and install them on site, at home, at the office, wherever you are. You'll spend less time waiting and more time doing the things you enjoy. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour, and they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit truegreen.com, TRUGREEN.com, to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman, Hurdle. Watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us, Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. On Wednesday, Buy and Build is having an auction featuring cabinet sets, sinks, fixtures, carpeting, hardwood flooring, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. Time now for the lead.
The lead, presented by Sasquatch Casino in Blackhawk.
Okay, Avalanche clinch a playoff spot with a win over Nashville on Saturday. Then yesterday, the Nuggets clinch a playoff spot with a win over Cleveland. Jamal Murray missed his fifth straight game. Didn't need him, though. Jokic, a eye-popping triple-double. 26 points, 18 rebounds, 16 assists. Nuggets hit 64% of their three-pointers, and they fired up 32 of them. After what happened on Friday against Minnesota, did it surprise you that they came out and literally wiped the floor with a pretty good Cleveland team that's very good defensively?
Regardless of anything that they would have done on Friday against the Timberwolves, I was a little surprised because the Cavaliers are a good team. And previous to yesterday, were 21-15 on the road. This had been a good road team. The Nuggets played, obviously, at an incredibly high level. And when you play like that, you're not going to lose many games. I mean, really, who's going to beat them when they're knocking down 21 three-pointers?
Right.
Period. And this doesn't even take into account plus 23 on the boards, you know, and they were a little sloppy with their handle. They turned it over 16 times, but it didn't make any difference because they controlled the boards and they hit shots. It was just, it was a tremendous feel good for the Nuggets. And Eric, it was a necessary feel good in much the same way. And I have talked about this a lot this year. The remarkable reflection of each other between the Avs and the Nuggets. The Avs lose two games at home, then break out and clinch a playoff with a beatdown of Nashville. After the Nuggets, who never lose two games at home, like the Avs, lose two straight games at home, then come out and beat down a good Cavaliers team to clinch a playoff. It's bizarre how these two teams continue to mirror each other in performance and opportunity. Here they are still playing, both of them in a fairly decent position, a tougher one for the Avs than for the Nuggets, to win the West. So, no, nothing ever surprises me. I was more surprised with their inability to play at a higher level in the game against Minnesota, but I give credit where it's due. I give credit to Minnesota, who made a, you know, sometimes when you're a team on the come, those statement games can mean more than to a team, for instance, like the Nuggets, who are the defending champions. They've made their statements in the past. They made it during a 20-game run where they won 16 of 20 games in the playoffs. The Timberwolves are trying to get to a place, and good on them. They were the team that came away with so much more from that game on Friday. Does it damage the Nuggets that much? Probably not psychologically, but it's what it gives Minnesota is the thing that you should be concerned about.
You need to hit a point when you feel like you can match up and play with another team.
Right.
And Minnesota is there.
Yes.
They are absolutely, there needed to be a point for, I'll go back to the 1980s, when the Bulls felt we can not only compete, but beat the Detroit Pistons.
Absolutely.
They eventually got to that point. Minnesota is there. They believe that when their lineup is healthy, and again, they're not fully healthy. So for those who want to be delusional enough to believe, man, if we had Jamal Murray on Friday, Minnesota did not have Karl Anthony Towns. Let's be fair about this. Who's the better playoff performer? It is Jamal Murray. Who's the better regular season performer? It is Karl Anthony Towns.
Mm-hmm. Look, it's...
I'd rather have Murray, clearly.
The playoffs are all... And let me underscore those three letters, A-L-L. Wait a minute, that would be two letters underscored three times. It's all matchups. It's all about matchups. Minnesota has a positive and comparable matchup for the Denver Nuggets. Now, the Nuggets do for the Minnesota Timberwolves as well. Look, this isn't saying that the Nuggets aren't a hard matchup. They're a hard matchup for anyone. They've proven that. But the Minnesota Timberwolves has a team that can match up with the Denver Nuggets. I believe that. And I think any series between those two, based on health, lack thereof, whatever the case may be, will be an incredibly competitive affair.
When I look at the last two games between Minnesota and the Nuggets, and I understand that Jokic is a great passer.
Mm-hmm.
Minnesota has found a way to force the ball out of his hands in the last two games. Jokic put up the numbers that he did against Minnesota, 32, because he knew being down by as many as they were, he had to take over.
Of course.
Okay?
Right.
But he didn't start the game that way.
Nope. Mm-mm.
Nothing wrong with trusting your teammates.
No.
And yes, it helps to have a guy like Jamal Murray on the floor. I get that. But he needs to be more aggressive against this particular team because they have really good defensive players all over the floor, in the starting lineup, and coming off the bench.
Yeah, no question about it. And there's no fear factor for me. There is what it is. Minnesota has done what they need to do. They have built a team that they can win with, and they have built a team with pieces that account for the best team in that side of the conference. They put together a team with size, length, depth that can play with the Denver Nuggets. You know, I mean, that it shouldn't be a real surprise to you that Minnesota is that team.
And it shouldn't be a real surprise that the guy that helped build that team built the Nuggets
right.
as well.
So, I mean, he's got a pretty good seat from the inside looking out about what it takes to compete with a team like the Denver Nuggets.
I'm not suggesting that the Minnesota players did not believe they could not beat the Nuggets in a seven-game series last year. But I don't think they were at that point. Now they have taken a step. And I believe they are not afraid of Nikola Jokic, and they are not afraid of Jamal Murray. When you look at all three games they've played, mm-hmm. if you had to break it down minute by minute, Minnesota has been the better team.
Yeah. Well, when you win a game like that on Friday in the other guy's barn.
But wait a minute. Let's go back a game in which they didn't have their top three front court guys mm-hmm. and almost forced it to overtime.
Yeah, but when you come in and you just manhandle a team like the Nuggets, who are so good at home.
But it's both.
On the road. Fine.
They have shown.
I'm not going to quibble about what's worth more or this or that.
Well, hold on.
I mean, to me, when you beat. We'll agree to disagree on this.
No, I don't think we need to agree to disagree. Right. This is what I'm saying. I'm not discounting the manhandling the Nuggets on Friday.
I mean.
What I'm saying is that Minnesota missing its top three off front court players, mm-hmm. right? Nearly sent a game to overtime when the Nuggets were fully healthy. We talked about it after the game the next day. I said, which team walks off the floor more confident? I said, the Nuggets should feel confident. They held Ant-Man scoreless in the fourth quarter. But if you're Minnesota and you nearly force a game to overtime when you are way shorthanded against a fully healthy Nuggets team, you're walking off that floor thinking, even if we're missing players, we are still good enough to compete and win.
But the Nuggets are in a different place of expectation because they've already done it. Minnesota is trying to get there.
Sure.
And I would agree with your statement of earlier. From a matchup standpoint, the Minnesota Timberwolves are there. The matchup is good. And these two teams won't see each other until...
They might see each other in the second round.
The second round is a possibility.
A strong possibility.
Yep, absolutely. It could be even deeper than that. We'll have to wait and see. But, I mean, if they're the 2 and 3... That would be a second round matchup. So,
because the top three seeds are set, but we don't know the order yet.
Right.
Oklahoma, the way it sits right now, they all essentially have the same record, but the Nuggets have played two more games.
By the way, how about Shane Gillis last night? Just knocking down a turnaround for a bucket in Madison Square Garden. To win the game at the buzzer. Well, not at the buzzer, but essentially. I mean, Oklahoma City just continues to find ways to win and continues to find ways to win when the pressure is on them. That was a game I did not think that they would win. Be honest. That was one that I didn't put in the win column for them.
When you look at those three teams, the Nuggets are there because they've won a title.
Mm-hmm.
Minnesota, and specifically Oklahoma City, is charging fast with youth.
Yes, no question about it. And how does that youth equate in the very different mental preparedness for a playoff? I think Minnesota is right there because I think that they understand that their matchup is solid. And Oklahoma City's done it all season long. I think what most of us are questioning there is, are they ready to take the next step without the experience? Remains to be seen.
Well, they have the experience playing the Nuggets in the playoffs last year. Are they ready to make
that? Not Oklahoma City.
No, not Oklahoma City.
No, Minnesota does. Minnesota is further along than Oklahoma City psychologically with the playoffs. But, you know, sometimes you just get in there And a team that's hot and a team that's playing well, they may not even mentally be at the place where they are thinking about, well, this is how we need to be thinking or this is how we have to be. We are what we are, and we're just going to go play.
I'm not worried about the Nuggets because they're the champs, but you do not want to have to go Minnesota, Oklahoma City in the playoffs. That's why that top seed is so important. And I understand health is more important.
Sure.
But you don't want to be the third seed.
See, I'm with you. I think it's important for them to have home court.
And you're going to not have home court. The way it is currently slotted, season ends today.
Yeah.
Nuggets go on the road in the second round. Nuggets go on the road potentially in the NBA Finals.
That's correct. Depending on how Oklahoma City does in the opening round.
Coming up after the break, ESPN senior NFL writer Mike Clay has been ranking rosters for years. Wait till you see where he has the Broncos roster heading into this season. And it kind of mirrors what Vegas thinks about the Nuggets as well at 5.5. Excuse me, the Broncos at 5.5. That's next. Knows the way to reach the top of the chart.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us at MileHighSports.com. You can reach us on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. On Wednesday, Buy and Build is having an auction featuring cabinet sets, sinks, fixtures, carpeting, hardwood flooring, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications at rollerauction.com/MHS. It's not too early to start thinking about lunch or about dinner, and my suggestion is going to Smoke and Dave's Barbecue and Brew. Not only do I believe it is the best barbecue spot in town, I really think it's one of the best spots in town, period, when it comes to just having a great dinner. I mean, what do they have? Everything you could possibly imagine when it comes to barbecue. Of course, they have slowly smoked brisket, which is really, really tender, by the way. You're going to love their ribs, but they have different things that you won't find on typical barbecue menus, like a smoked meatloaf in a balsamic mushroom glaze, which is fantastic. Just recently there had a wild salmon smoked Reuben, which was unbelievably good. They have outstanding sides. They take good care of their sides. And what do I mean? Mac and cheese. It is topped with panko breadcrumbs. So it's nice and crispy on top, creamy on the inside. Outstanding desserts. All homemade, like bread pudding. Best out there, Smoke and Dave's Barbecue and Brew. You can find them off of 36th and Pecos. Time now for The Buzz.
The Buzz is presented by High Country Performance 4x4 in Englewood, Colorado's premier one-stop shop for anything and everything 4x4s and trucks. High Country Performance 4x4, building cool since 1980. Go to hcp4x4.com.
One of the Las Vegas odds makers gave the over-under for the Broncos 5.5. Right now, if you had to bet it, are you betting over or under?
Over, barely.
Well, there's no such thing as barely. Even
six.
Okay, so you're taking the over.
Yeah.
Alex?
5 wins, under.
Wow. I wouldn't be surprised if they had 5 wins.
No, wouldn't be surprising at all. I mean, how many games are they going to win in the division? 2? Chargers aren't going to be very good, but they'll be better, right?
Are they better coached?
Yes. So they'll be better. Right?
And they certainly have the better quarterback.
And they have the better quarterback.
ESPN senior NFL writer Mike Clay has been ranking rosters for years. He's been off.
Yeah, he's missed a little.
More than a little. In 2022, mm-hmm. Russell Wilson's first year said the Broncos had the 10th best roster.
Ooh.
Didn't work out well.
Swing and a miss.
Yeah. Now, granted, a lot of that had to do with who their new quarterback was at the time.
Sure.
Last year, 11th with Russell Wilson mm-hmm. and Sean Payton. That was a big swing and a miss as well, although they did win 8 games.
Yeah. I mean.
But they certainly weren't the 11th best team in football.
No. Well, is it the 11th best roster or the 11th best team, or are they one and the same?
I think they are pretty similar.
Okay, fair enough.
Especially when, generally speaking, you would say you have a pretty good coach.
Yes, because they were not the 11th best team.
Right.
No.
With that.
I don't think they'll be the 31st. I don't think they'll be the second worst team. I would take bets on that right now.
How much do you think uncertainty at quarterback is dragging down this
God.
Average?
I mean.
Is it everything? Because, again, when you look at 2022, suddenly that roster looks really good to Mike Clay because they have Russell Wilson.
Well, I think that's huge. I mean, they lost arguably their most, I mean, the heart of their defense in Justin Simmons.
Yeah, who is the mouthpiece on that defense now? Alex Singleton?
I think it's Alex. I think it's Singleton. Who else would it be at this point?
Well, Surtain's very similar to Champ Bailey.
Yeah, he's
not
that
quiet.
Right. So to me, it would be Singleton.
Maybe DJ Jones?
He's got some in him.
Yep.
He does.
I don't know if Zach Allen does. And that's not an odd.
I would say that Alex Singleton would probably be that guy. I'm guessing. I think their roster is going to be okay. I think their roster is all right. I think that they can be okay defensively. They're a long way. We don't know how they can be offensively because we don't know anything about a quarterback. But I would tell you, regardless of who the quarterback is at this point, it isn't going to be good. I mean, what move could they possibly make right now that you would say, oh, that gives them a boost?
Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
He's healthy now.
Andrew Luck. I mean, seriously.
What's Philip Rivers doing?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I read some, and I wish I could, and I don't do a good job. I should mark this down. Someone was making an argument for Zach Wilson. And I'm like,
No.
Not even thankful, respectfully, just no. Don't go there.
Don't do it.
Would you start it? How do you feel about Ryan Tannehill? Look,
injured, not the same player that he used to be.
Right?
How good is he going to be without a stud running back behind him?
Fair. I don't see a situation where they can make a move at quarterback and you would say that that's automatically worth a couple of wins to him. I just don't see it. I don't know who that person would be. And it's not going to be a rookie. Now, you and I have talked about this a ton. You can get hope from a rookie. They can sustain you for a couple of years. But I think all of us understand that it's going to be later for a rookie, not sooner, that he sees the field for Sean Payton. That would be my guess at any rate. I don't know if Jalen Daniels is a guy that could step on the field day one and play for Sean Payton in that offense. I wouldn't think so.
I think he's going to be the best quarterback in this draft.
Could be. Certainly could be.
Because for Caleb Williams, I worry about the neck up. There's just something off about that guy. Now, there's some quarterbacks who have been a little off, a little eccentric.
Yeah.
Joe Namath was a little eccentric.
No question.
He was fine until he got injured.
He was a stone-cold competitor, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I get you. Who are the guys that are going
to
hit?
I think the question is, does Jalen Daniels slip to three if they really want him?
Because who's at three? The Patriots?
Yeah.
Yeah. Be a pretty good fit for the Patriots, I would think. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. I don't know what Jared Mayo is looking for.
I do believe there will be four quarterbacks taken with the first four picks, though.
You have been very steadfast about that for a long time now, and I don't disagree with you. Yeah, I think you're right.
Coming up after the break, the final four is set. Can anybody compete with UConn? And what kind of story would it be if North Carolina State does it again, meaning pulling one of the biggest upsets in NCAA tournament history? That's next.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us, Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman on Wednesday. Buy and Build. It's having an auction featuring cabinet sets, sinks, fixtures, carpeting, hardwood flooring, and more. Auction is open at RollerAuction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at RollerAuction.com/MHS. Time now for What's Trending.
What's Trending? Presented by Silterhar Mazda. Get to Silterhar in Broomfield for a no-pressure buying experience at Silterhar Mazda or find them at sthmazda.com.
Okay, Final Four is set. UConn against Alabama, Purdue against North Carolina State, and I think all of these teams bring an intriguing storyline to the Final Four. I'm a fan of a story more than I am of a team. Let's look at the conferences, ACC, SEC, Big Ten, and then, of course, you have UConn.
Big East.
Right. You have UConn looking to go back-to-back. Alabama, a football school, looking to win a national championship in basketball. Purdue has never won a championship, and you can make the case they're one of the best programs to never win a championship.
Yeah.
And then North Carolina State, which back in 1983 at the time pulled off one of the biggest upsets in NCAA tournament history, now looking to pull even a bigger upset as a team that you can make the case only got in because they won their conference championship.
And by the way, in the opening game of that ACC championship, they played Virginia and needed literally a last second 32-footer from the sideline to go in to force overtime.
Right.
I mean, there are so many different ways that they could have been derailed, and no one would have even noticed it, because who cares about North Carolina State and the way that their season had unfolded? But here we are now, 9 straight wins later, 2 of them over Duke, 1 of them over North Carolina, another one over Marquette. I mean, you know, that's a pretty amazing run. So you've got a really hot team that's a 9.5-point underdog against a team that physically they're probably a little outmatched by, but you got to give them a lot of credit for recency, and that's certainly a very hot team. Not like Purdue isn't, by the way. I mean,
right.
You know, they're all winning. You don't get to this point without having won 4 straight games. So there we are.
Can anybody really derail UConn at this point? I think their closest game was 17 points.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean to overuse this word, but against Illinois, going on a 30-0 run is truly breathtaking.
And Illinois is good. Yeah. I mean, Illinois is a good team with I mean, that's a team that belonged in that game. I think UConn will have to help someone beat them. That's my sense. I think that they are clearly the best of the four teams in this tournament that remain to be beaten. I think that they will have to have one of those nights and help a team to do it.
It's going to have to be a Villanova-Georgetown back in 1985 when Nova shot something like 65% mm-hmm. from the floor.
Right. Yeah. I that's my thought.
I think that, and you and I talked about it, and you've covered enough NCAA tournaments, as have I. Generally speaking, if you're going to win six games in a row, there's going to be a scare.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere.
Yep.
There's going to be a scare. And you might be able to make the case up to this point. The biggest scare for UConn was what? They were tied at halftime?
Yeah. That's about it. Right?
But then they said, okay, we're enough playing around.
And then it's another gear. They're the one team that has, they've got really good depth. Guys understand their roles. And they have a three-year model of success, but 2 years at the championship level that they trust in and that they know they can count on. That's worth a lot. And I think you've got the best coach in the Final Four as well. I mean, to my way of thinking. So yeah, I think something odd is going to have to happen for UConn to not win this thing.
No team has won back-to-back titles since Florida did it in 2006 and 2007. Only two other schools. Duke did it in 91 and 92. UCLA, obviously they won a bunch in a row. But only three schools have done it in the last 60 years. Now UConn is on that path. And they look to be unstoppable. So I'm wondering, where do we look at them if they win another title in terms of the pantheon of college basketball in the NCAA tournament?
What do you consider dynastic?
I think you got to win probably three and five years.
Yeah, 3 and 5.
Something like that.
Yeah, I'm with you. 3 and 5.
And 5 years, by the way, essentially signals you had different guys on the roster than
Bingo.
The first
and,
one.
And you just took the words right out of my mouth. That's what, to me, gets you to terms like dynastic, especially in the age of the transfer portal and one and done. If you're winning three titles in 5 years, you're doing it with rosters turning over. And that means that your system and your continuity is beyond reproach.
I think the greatest line coming from the entire NCAA tournament came from Danny Hurley yesterday when he said out loud, which was kind of stunning to me, he goes, in so many words, our fans are absolutely obnoxious.
Well, okay.
But we wanted to enjoy it with them.
Yeah, absolutely. What fan base that's not, you know, amped up on success isn't a little obnoxious? Just with
right,
just by confidence alone,
you're
right?
You're walking around with your chest puffed out.
You're darn right, and good for them. I get it. We should all be so fortunate every now and then, right?
What do we have coming up on Just In Case You Missed It?
We'll discuss new Angels manager Ron Washington calling a team meeting 2 games into the season, and how impressive has Avs backup netminder Justice Annunen been lately? That's all next on Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle on Mile High Sports.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed. La, 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 la.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wild Card Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us at MyLifeSports.com. You can reach us on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman on Wednesday. Buy and Build is having an auction featuring cabinet sets, sinks, fixtures, carpeting, hardwood flooring, and more. Auction is open at RollerAuction.com. And get notifications about upcoming auctions at RollerAuction.com/MHS. In the meantime, if you want your friends to look at your truck, your 4x4, any kind of vehicle, and say, wow, that thing is awesome. How does it do that? How does it have that much versatility? You need to take your ride to High Country Performance 4x4. You can find them in Englewood. You can go onto their website, hcp4x4.com, and see the amazing things that they can do for you. They are one-stop shopping for everything that you need, but the guys that do the building, they are nothing short of remarkable. With that, I want to bring the owner, my guy, Brady from High Country Performance 4x4. How are you this morning, my friend?
I'm good, Eric. How you doing?
I know that you do some traveling every once in a while to see the latest and greatest out there. You just got back from Moab, and what kind of things did you gather out there to benefit all of your customers?
So it's Easter Jeep Safari, but I kind of threw a curveball at it this year, and I took our big shop truck. It's a Ford F-250 out there to take a big truck to go play with the Jeeps. So I can tell you a little bit about how that went. I got home safe.
Well, good. Well, tell us what you did do.
All right. So I hate the phrase that the best truck is two trucks, and you'll hear that in our industry. So we built this truck with the idea to, like you said, versatility. I love that word. Anybody that's driven a 3/4 or 1-ton truck daily knows that they don't drive all that well. You know, they're meant to tow. So we built this truck with the daily driver in mind, the ability so I can tow the boat to the lake, have fun, and go out to Moab and play with the Jeeps. And this truck absolutely accomplished that. So, you know, I'm real happy with the planning and what went into that truck. That's probably my biggest takeaway of the weekend, man.
How do you find guys that can get you that versatility and do a bunch of different things in one ride?
With this truck specifically, it would start with the suspension kit. You know, we worked with Carly Suspension. We're one of the few stocking retailers in the United States. So that gives us the soft ride, the nice ride for the daily driving, the ability for high speed, you know, desert running, you know, high speed off road. And then if it do high speed, it can do low speed. And then just with the other modifications that we did, we still have the ability to tow either the Jeeps out there or the boat to the lake on the weekends. So just with a little bit of planning and working with, you know, the vendors that we have and the good guys that, you know, we can do things to, so you don't have to buy two trucks, Eric. You can have one and it can do it all.
I know you have a retail center that, you know, for DIYers, you have the, you know, the highest quality of product. But for those that want to get that versatility that they just can't get anywhere else, is that really what separates you from everybody else in town?
100%. Yeah, because we want to work on the needs and the wants of what you want. No truck is the same, and we want to be able to build it to fit the needs and the wants because everybody's going to be different. So not one build doesn't fit all. We're going to custom tailor the builds to the individual and, you know, the family's needs, the personal needs.
So you do rebuild, seasonal inspections, custom fabrication. What other things do you do? Because quite frankly, I think we've named everything, but I'm guessing there's more.
Oh, that's there. We do it all, man. And then if we can't find it or you can't buy it, we'll build it. So, I mean, like you said, one-stop shop. We essentially can do it all.
How do people find you?
On the socials at hcp4x4.com. The website's www.hcp4x4.com. Come see us down in Englewood, 1695 West Hamilton Place. Been here for 44 years.
Glad to have you back in town. Talk to you soon, my friend.
All right, thanks, guys.
See you, pal. Time now for the final word.
The final word. Are you ready? Presented by Sasquatch Casino in Blackhawk. G
Just In Case You Missed It, is presented by Argonaut Wine and Liquor. You need to see why Westward named it the best liquor store in Denver 5 years running, or order online at argonautliquor.com.
Okay, guys, just in case you missed it, in the Avs 7-4 win on Saturday against the Predators, backup goalie Justice Annan stepped in for Alexander Georgiev with the Avs trailing by 2 goals, and then he stopped all 22 shots he faced the rest of the way. And then after falling behind 4-2, the Avs offense went bonkers, scoring 5 consecutive goals, including a spectacular one from Yakov Trenin, and then 2 from Nathan MacKinnon, including the empty netter. How impressed have you been with the play of Justice Annan lately?
Enough that he's worthy of the 2-year deal they gave him, so good. My question for you, Eric, very simply is Georgiev a guy that can win you a game by himself in the playoffs? In other words, can he stand on his head and win you 1 or 2 games in the postseason, or does he need really good performances in the blue line in front of him?
We don't know that yet.
Yeah.
Because they got knocked out early in the playoffs last year, and he has no history behind that. I will say this, though. I think I told you I've never bought a jersey in my life, right?
Nope.
I don't wear the colors of any teams. Yep. That's just not who I am.
Mm-hmm.
So at the Avs game on Saturday, we were invited to sit in a suite. It was my wife and our daughters, Mia and Madison. And Mandy is not a sports fan at all. She doesn't understand it. It's not her thing. She'd rather ride and jump horses. But I'm like, you know, I'll do something kind of cool. So I went down to the team shop and bought her an authentic McCarr jersey.
Cool.
Right? Handed it to her. And minutes later, McCarr scored a goal. And I'm thinking, okay, that is kismet right there.
That is pretty good.
Yeah.
Now, does she have an affinity for Cale Makar now?
She wouldn't know who he was.
Okay, well,
if she was standing next to him. And ironically, that's actually true. Because when we went on our honeymoon, we were flying back from Cabo. Did I ever tell you this story? We were flying back. We were flying back from Cabo, and I'm sitting in my seat, and I look up as I'm sitting in my seat, and I said, Cale? And he was on our flight.
Right.
My wife had no idea who he was, and he had just won the Conn Smythe.
Oh.
There we go.
Okay. All right.
Well, so, no, she would have no idea who he is if she was standing next to him today. But I figured I could get a MacKinnon jersey. I could get a Rantanen jersey. But I'd rather have her have Makar.
Yeah. That seems like a good one to give her.
Yes, it is.
Nicely done.
Yeah.
That goal he scored on Saturday was pretty nice,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
That was about as fired up as he gets, too. Yep. That woo that he gave out. Yeah.
I think it's because I bought the jersey.
Probably.
Yeah.
That was kind of a Joe Sakic-like wrister.
Wicked wrister.
It was. That was a wicked goal. Man. Yeah.
All right, just in case you missed it. So after the Angels were blown out in the first 2 games of the season, in which they allowed a combined 24 runs, new manager Ron Washington decided to call an emergency team meeting. As he said, I just wanted to let them know they've only played 2 games and we can't get off track. Our focus is on a 162-game championship season and not 2 games. Calling a meeting like that is usually reserved for deeper into the season. What do you think about a team meeting with 160 games and several months to go?
Well, if it was just a casual reminder of, you know, 162, while at the same time saying, hey, guys, we have given up 24 here. Maybe we, you know, need to tighten some things up. So maybe there was a double entendre, if you will. A couple of things to get taken care of. Whatever. It's a long season. Those types of meetings, to me, are always a little overrated anyway, especially in baseball. Just let me know how the guy's going to pitch the next day.
If anybody is wondering why Bud Black did not call a team meeting after the first 2 games, there's a very simple reason why. They only gave up 23 runs.
See?
If it's 24, that means you're going to have a team meeting.
You got to do it.
23 runs, yep, is acceptable.
Mm.
When you lose 16-1 and 7-3. But the magic number is 24, clearly not 23.
Hey, you can honestly say we were 9 runs better than we were the night before.
That's right.
You're dang right.
Worked out for the Angels. They did win 4-1 yesterday.
They did.
So.
Yeah, absolutely.
What do you know?
Yep.
All right, just in case you missed it, last one here. 3-point line for the women's NCAA tournament at the Moda Center in Portland. had a discrepancy in distance at each end of the court. It went unnoticed through four games and then was discovered before the Texas-NC State game yesterday. NCAA measured and confirmed one side was a different length than the other. The teams agreed to play through it. And after the game, Texas coach Vic Schaefer said of the distance discrepancy, "I have a lot of colleagues who would say only in women's basketball would this happen. How disappointing is that, that something like this could even occur?"
I'm not going to go to disappointing. You know what kind of bothered me a little bit? You got shooters out there. You're telling me that a shooter doesn't sit at that line and think, this is wrong. My God, you take three-pointers. That's how everybody makes their money now. I'm just stunned that a player didn't say, this distance is off.
Well, to be honest, it didn't benefit either team.
No.
Because they switched sides. However, you can make the case, I'd rather have the shorter distance in the second half.
Okay.
If I need a comeback.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose so. And good for the, what was it, Texas and?
NC State.
And NC State.
By the way, NC State's in the Final Four, too.
Yes, they are.
UConn women might win tonight also.
Right.
So.
Now, the NC State women being there is not a surprise. That team has been really, really good.
Wouldn't it be something if it was, wait, can UConn, NC State women play each other in the final? I don't think they can.
I'd have to check.
So you could have UConn, NC State men. Mm-hmm. UConn, NC State women.
How about that?
I don't think I have to look that up. That's never been done before. Of course, it has, and somebody will.
Didn't UConn win men's and women's national championships?
Like
2000. I know what you're saying.
But the exact matchup.
I don't think with the exact matchup though. I think they won in like 2013 or 2012.
Either way.
Something like that.
That was Argonaut Wine and Liquor. Just in case you missed it, right now all domestic wines are 15% off. You can order online at argonautliquor.com, order on their app, or go check them out off of Colfax. That's going to do it for us. Gordon, Alex, great job. Same with you, Bruce. I'll try and do better tomorrow. Make it the best possible day you can.
I was born, the nurses all gathered round, and they gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone."
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.